Sandra Snitker, libertarian, Republican, and political hack. And Adrian Wiley, born-again anarchist and political has-been. Banter, blather, and joke about current events while attempting to figure out whether to keep trying to salvage our constitutional republic or just stock up on marshmallows to roast on the smoldering embers of society. It's time for Unattended Baggage.
Why, thank you, Ledge. Hello, everyone in Podcastville or Internet land or anywhere or wherever you may reside. This is Alex, co-host, Unattended Baggage. Along with me is my radio life mate, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Adrian, chairman of the Building Materials Projectile Staging and Logistics Committee of the West Central Florida Guild of Professional Anarchist Local Chapter 151. Wiley, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. Can't complain.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
That was it. That's all I had.
That didn't sound great. I mean, that just, you know, doing all right. Can't complain.
Yeah, just doing all right, man. You know, you just got to, you know, live in life, man, one day at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a 12-step program. Life is a giant 12-step program.
Hey, did you get a haircut?
No. Why?
You look like you have a bowl cut right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's my hairdresser sucks, man.
You look like you're the fifth Beatle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what the look you were going for?
No.
I didn't even think. I wasn't even planning on doing this and then ambushed you. Like, I literally looked over at you and I was like, what the fuck's going on with that hair?
Yeah, I don't know. My wife, my hairdresser. Tends to just, you know, do weird stuff with my hair these days. I just want her to take, like, a number two clipper attachment and just run over my head, and that's all I need for a haircut. You know what I'm saying?
They hate that, though. Women hate that.
Right. And she's constantly trying to make it longer on top, and, you know, and then I actually have to do things like...
comb it.
Yeah. Right? What the hell is up with that?
I know. It pisses me off, too.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it. Yeah. I used to be able to go, like, shaved on the sides with a four on top. And then she says things,
well, if you just blow dry it a little bit out of the shower. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? You know? Like,
I don't want to do that kind of work.
That's not going to happen.
I don't want to do that kind of work.
Right. Yeah. I'll do that right after my pedicure.
Yeah. That's, you know what it is?
Right.
Projection.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know what it is? They have to do all this shit with their fucking hair.
Right.
So they think, well, we should make them do it with their hair, too, so they can have some kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, so...
like,
so
we're having hair issues.
As soon as she said that, I dropped trowel and said, look at this. I have a penis. I don't do that sort of thing.
Did you actually drop trowel like that?
Yeah, you know, it didn't work. She's like, well, you at least need to comb your hair.
Was she talking about the one on the top or on the bottom?
Well, look, that's what I do down there. Fucking number two on and some clippers, man.
Yeah.
Takes me 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all you need to do with my hair. But yeah, I do realize that now it's kind of like hanging down on my face and I have a stupid haircut.
Yeah.
So probably because, you know, we had to go to an event last week and, you know, my wife wanted to show me off and, you know, and like for 2 days, she's asking me, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? I'm like, babe, I'm going to literally wear whatever you tell me to wear. You tell me, because I couldn't give two shits. You tell me what you want me to wear. And I know it's going to be these goddamn skinny jeans that she bought me.
Oh.
I know.
Uncomfortable as shit.
Right.
That's another thing that's projection, by the way.
Exactly.
Because they always wear clothes that are uncomfortable for them.
Right.
And then they expect you to do the same thing.
Right. What's wrong with my cargo shorts?
That's why I was going with uniforms. That's why,
right?
That's why I was just wearing the same.
I'm telling you, man.
You know,
something to be said for like Dickies onesies, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to wear the same shit every day. I just want to wear the same shit every day.
He was a machinist, right? And he was a machinist for like 40 years, and he wore every day he wore that Dickies zip-up jumpsuit, right? And when he retired, he just kept wearing it. It's literally the only thing he ever wore. You know, if he had to dress up, he wore his Dickies outfit and put a sports coat over the top of it. That guy was something else. But, yeah, anyway, that's what's going on with me. And so what's going on with you, man?
No, just
other than my,
you know,
stupid hair. Now I feel like I gotta like at least do something with it here. I'm kind of like running my fingers through it. So
no, well, that actually does make it look a lot better. What you just did right there, what you just did right there, made it look a lot better.
I'm using the headphones like a barrette.
Now, it was, well, it was good that you couldn't do the show last week. And I'm sorry to all the listeners that you couldn't actually have the show on last week.
Yeah, sorry, we missed you guys. Yeah.
But it would have happened either way because I ended up having like four cleans to do myself.
Right.
And so Saturday and Sunday, both days I was cleaning.
And I had social obligations, people in town, you know, that sort of thing.
So, and it messed up my brewery reviews. I couldn't use the AI correctly. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was good, though. It was. I went down to, actually, the one place I did go this on last weekend was I went to Three Keys Brewery and Gastro Brew.
Gastro Pub? Usually
it's actually called Gastro Brew. Huh. I did say it correctly, even though I do understand why you would say Gastro Pub.
Yeah, so...
It was in Bradenton.
Honestly, it seems like you're trying too hard when you say Gastro Brew.
Yeah, I kind of hear you on this.
Unless you're offering me a cheeseburger porter, literally.
I think that might actually be on the menu, by the way.
And put it in a blender.
They might have done that.
Yeah,
they might. I will say this though. So, like most breweries that you go to do not serve food.
Right.
This one does serve food.
Right.
And they served burgers.
Okay.
Well, burgers was, I think, their big thing.
Right.
And I got to tell you.
Good burger?
Really good burger. Let me ask you a question when it comes to burgers, by the way.
All right.
There is varying heights in Burgerville.
Right.
Do you, but like, I know that some of these ones that are touted as really good burgers are just stupid big burgers. Like, my mouth is, whose fucking mouth is this big
exactly.
to actually bite into the entire burger? I feel like sometimes with some of these buns, you have to nibble around, like, the whole thing in order to actually, and you never get a bite with everything in it.
Right, right. If the burger is such that it feels like I'm giving Ron Jeremy a blowjob, it's too big.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to be able to comfortably bite into it. And now,
like, I like a thicker piece of meat, but I don't want it so thick that I, like...
Well, here's the thing. I don't mind a soft bun in those situations where you can kind of squash down the bun and then take a comfortable bite.
Okay, yeah. But a lot of those buns aren't like
that,
though.
You put it on a hard bun, it's like, now I'm fucked, man.
Yeah,
I can't get my mouth around this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I sit here with a fork and knife eating, especially with my damn fake teeth.
Yeah, and then, hold on, and then when you're doing that, then you're not even having a burger anymore.
Right, right, yeah.
But this place, Three Keys, though, I will say this. They put the burger together super well, and it was a great burger. Like, it was really, really a good
burger.
And
that's in Sarasota, you said?
Bradenton. Bradenton.
Right.
So, really good burger, though, by the way. And thoroughly enjoyed the burger.
Right.
So, and it was a good place. We saw Christina Preston down there.
Oh, yeah.
So
how's she doing?
She's doing good. It was a good, good time.
Nice.
Today, after the show, actually, I got to go to Orlando for something to pick up a t-shirt making machine.
Right.
But on the way back,
I want my Anarchist Guild t-shirts.
I'm definitely making some Anarchist Guild t-shirts.
And same as the logo on the coin, the Molotov on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
I'm only trying to figure out if I just put a big front on the front of it and a big back on the back of it.
Right.
And fucking sell the shit out of those things.
Now, we should probably say it here and now. If you sign up and become a subscriber.
Not getting that. No. But we're selling those separate.
We're selling those separate?
Oh, no.
Not
we're
even
selling
for the $10 level. $10 a month level?
No, but just buy a t-shirt then.
Oh, wow. Damn. You're a hard ass.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. I'll do an online store. We'll do it that way.
All right. Yeah, you're the businessman. Yeah, I'm just a talent, man.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, right.
I think we got the roles confused here.
We probably did.
We totally have the roles confused here.
Well, I can't be the talent and the businessman, so,
Yeah, because then I would have no role.
You have to pick up some of
but
the
I'm
slack
the talent,
somewhere.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
But I am getting the t-shirt machine. I'm going to hit a couple breweries on the way back because there's some in Orlando.
Right.
I will say this, too, though. I'm getting emails or like, because look, I found a list of every brewery in Florida.
Yeah.
And there's 300 something of them in Florida.
Right.
And businesses are going to close. So I'm not saying that there's not.
Right.
But there's a brewery in Orlando called Dead Words Brewery.
Dead Words.
Dead Words, not Deadwoods. Okay. I thought it was Deadwoods forever until I actually read. know how when you scan something over quick, you just take
I
it.
I do that all the time, man. And I come up with sentences in my mind that make zero sense.
Oh, when I got an email from them, I looked at it and I'm like, they're spelling it wrong. How did they spell it wrong in the own email to me, right?
Right.
And then I go look up the website and everything says Dead Words and I'm like, oh.
Well, what's the point of Dead Words?
I don't remember.
You'll have to find out.
Now I'll have to look
right
it up. I'll look
review.
It up.
You'll have to tell the AI to
I won't review it because I haven't been there.
I thought you were going there.
Well, no, I'm not going there, but I'm telling the story about there.
Oh, okay, all right.
But they sent an email that they were closing.
Okay.
They're closing because they can't reach an agreement with their landlord.
Right.
When it comes to the rent. They're like, they're upping the rent on them.
So much so that
they can't stay in business.
Yeah, a lot of that happens.
No. And it's happening around. It happened to a lot of businesses, period, but it's happened to breweries,
right,
too.
Now, the landlord must think they can fill the space at that price.
You'd think, but here's the thing, though.
You see a lot of vacancies still.
I see a lot of vacancies still, yeah, so obviously you're not doing that well.
That might not be a good business decision for the landlord.
Maybe not. And it's just sad that you see that happening. But again, with so many, and this is the thing, like, you'll hear some people talk about how, you know, the breweries are, you know, breweries are closing around all over the place.
Right.
Okay. Breweries are opening up all over the place as well.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you're losing. I mean, again, it's,
yeah, it's here's the thing.
Some are going to close.
And it's because some did not either A, offer a good quality beer, or they did not have a good enough gimmick to get people coming back.
Yeah, there could be varying reasons why
usually
something closed.
If a bar closes, the bar is doing something wrong. Because one thing that in any economy there is always a demand for, it's bars.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely.
So if a bar closes, it's because it's 90% of the time it's because they were doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was sad to see that email, but at the same time it was one of those things where you have like people want to view, like, again, is the landlord doing something stupid here and closing them down?
Possibly, but possibly. They might have another tenant lined up waiting to go.
Yeah, he's got to look at his bottom line, too.
Yeah.
So it was just one of
those. I was in that situation one time where, you know, the landlord had a tenant that really wanted my space bad, and, you know, they even wanted me to terminate my lease early. And I actually made them buy me out of it.
Oh, did you really?
Then buy me out at the end of my lease. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, actually, we traded off. I ended up getting like 3 months of free rent out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So it is, but I'm doing a lot with the breweries all over the place. And again, there's events everywhere all the time. And that, again, I don't AI that. I just look them up and show people what they are. And
yeah.
I did do something with AI. So I want to talk about this because I'm sure you're going to be disappointed. So you can get your disappointed eyes ready.
Yeah, I don't care. I've embraced our robot overlords. I'm just ready to, you know, fuck it. We're going to be extinct and, you know, whatever.
All right. So So I asked the AI to give me, like, you know how people ask questions to get engaged on social media and stuff?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, there's the web pages and or the Facebook pages and your social media, if you ask questions because you want to get engagement,
increase a survey or something like that. I get you.
So
just putting something out there to get people talking really doesn't matter what they have to say.
Exactly.
Right.
So, and I don't even like doing this, right? Like, it's not my thing. I'd rather put up events and reviews and shit like that, but you gotta put this in your mix, right?
Right.
So I asked the AI to generate me, like, you know, 20 questions that would engage people. Let's say you're a social media marketer and you need to ask 20 questions that would engage people. And so I actually started putting some up.
Okay.
And I'm getting some response now. Like, some people are actually responding. But the second part I'm doing is, so Canva. So I had them generate the questions. I had to adjust them a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But then I went to Canva and had it create an AI picture based off of the words that I'm using for the question.
Okay.
And I will say, because we've gotten you've gotten some reports about from social media or from AI that it generates, like, tries to generate a very diverse group of people. Like, you'll say, show me Civil War in the South.
Right.
And it's like a black guy, an Hispanic woman,
right,
like everybody but a white guy.
Robert E. Lee is a Native American.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, Canva's AI is still racist.
Right.
Because all it was, every time it was a picture of any guys, it was literally like white guys and beards.
Oh, really?
And it was all white guys and beards.
Well, hang on a second. Did you mention it had anything to do with brew pubs? Because if so, that makes total sense. Canva knows its audience.
So hold on. It was the one I did was, if you could teach your favorite craft beer a party trick, what would it be? And it was literally a bunch of white dudes with beards at a bar, you know, like around a beer or whatever. Like it was literally like.
That did you?
I actually didn't use the picture because I actually thought if I used the picture, people would think I was racist.
And that is just a stupidest question, too. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, but people like, Like, hold on. Let me. You want me to read you some of the questions?
I don't know if I do or not. Yeah,
it's
go ahead.
It's good audio. If one of your favorite beers could give you a superpower every time you drank it, what power would it want? Would you want it to be?
Every time you drank it?
Hold on. This one you might like. What's the cheesiest beer pun you can come up with that'll make us all groan and laugh at the same time?
No, I'm not playing these fucking games because of some fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, you're killing me. This is just so... It's such pablum. It's so pedestrian. It's so pathetic.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though.
Oh,
you
God.
Know what? Here's the thing. You want to know why we suck at promoting our own show?
Because
we don't like this.
Because we won't kowtow to the lowest fucking common denominator because we have some fucking standards. Is that why?
Yeah. If you want to try to stand above the mountain.
Well,
with that.
Look, hey man, if that's the reason that we're not fucking making money, then we need to change our whole approach.
Here's what
I'm trying to run those AI stupid ass questions.
Here's the thing. As soon as, because I'm going to get the Facebook page back for unattended baggage.
Right. Right.
As soon as I do, I'm literally going to, the same things I'm learning with how to do this thing.
Right.
I'm going to do the show with it at the same time. And as much as it, hold on. Let me make sure I say this. Like, some of this is a little bit of a bit just to get under Adrian's
skin. And it kind of has. Yeah. A little bit.
But let me just explain it on my end as well.
Right.
I don't like it either. I don't. But like, I look at it as like everything else I've ever tried that I thought that made any sense when it came to promoting things on social media hasn't fucking worked.
Right.
So I literally am trying to just get out of my comfort zone in order to find things that work.
I understand.
My tester market is literally things that don't involve you, so I can find out what works to try to show you, well, it worked here. Can we try it here? To at least get
a modicum
of buy-in from you in order to actually do it.
Right, here.
And like, I'm hoping amongst hope. Like, literally, when I got the t-shirt press, I'm like, well, I'm going to do beers with it as well, but I'm like, I'm totally going to do all the anarchist shit with it too, though.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at it like, you know what? Here's the thing. I think I would rather sell out more from the government than do this.
Yeah, right. Pander.
I can't believe it either, because like when I was putting this thing together, like I'm sitting here like I'm looking at the questions, and again, I got like 70 fucking questions here. Like, I got questions coming out the hold on. If you were a Disney princess, what kind of craft beer would you drink?
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, if we can put the caveat to that. If you answer this question, you are prohibited from ever listening to the show. We will cancel. If you have a subscription, we will cancel your subscription. So as long as we do that and they have zero responses, I'm cool with it.
Hold on. As long as we do it and it doesn't work,
exactly,
then you're okay with it.
I have so much more respect for our listeners if it didn't work at all.
I mean, you know what? Weird enough, I totally understand what you're saying.
Right.
I'm so trying getting out of my comfort zone with this, by the way. Like, here's the thing.
Well, hang on a second. I could see actually putting something out there, like honestly and sincerely asking our listeners, for example, what would you like us to not talk about?
And then talk about that?
Yeah. and then do that. But see, here's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty of it is our listeners would know we were doing that shit, and they would tell us not to talk about the things they wanted to hear us talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that might work.
I'm going to show you the picture real quick.
Okay.
So this was the one of, if your favorite beer could give you a superpower every time you drank it, what power would it be? That's the picture.
What is that superpower? I don't understand. To be small and inside a beer glass.
No. So you just see it's a picture of superheroes all around.
All right, well,
beer.
let's take that. Let's go ahead and bite on this stupid ass bait. And if your favorite craft beer could give you a superpower, what superpower would it be?
Oh, I wrote mine on there. The ability to not have a hangover.
See, so fucking pedestrian, man.
Well, honestly, I couldn't think of anything else. And I felt bad even trying to answer the question.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Now, here's one. This was the one. If you could drink one style of beer for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? And that was the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, which, again, pedestrian. Right.
Yeah, pedestrian.
All of this is fucking pedestrian, though. This is the one of, like, just to sign up to the newsletter. That's the one that came out with that one.
Except what the hell are those giant hops? They look like some type of mutated cockroaches.
Yeah, they're not really hops. It's just, again, if you go to Florida Brews Travelers, you can either on Facebook, actually this stuff on Instagram, but
graphic artists are just so fucked.
Do you want to know?
Graphic artists are fucked.
Oh, in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is this though, like they are, but they aren't though.
No, they are.
I will say this though.
Just wait till that gets a little better.
It's going to get better. Now, this was not AI generated, but do you want to know like the one band that you, or one cover band that you see the most of at breweries, by the way?
A cover band?
Like if it's somebody that does somebody else's music.
All right,
they exclusively do their music.
Let me think on that one for a minute.
What would be the one band that you would think it's the most play at craft breweries?
Doobie Brothers.
No.
Eagles.
No. You want me to let you keep guessing, or do you want me to
give me
the
give me a couple more? Tom Petty.
No.
Jimmy Buffett.
No. God, I wish that was the case, though.
Okay, who is it?
The Grateful Dead.
Really?
Yeah. So this is like, there's one coming up here, and I've seen it a bunch, but this is
you
just
sure
one
it's
of
not the same one?
Ship of Fools. No, it's a different one. This is like One Night Only at Big Top.
Huh.
And there's all weird kinds of shit. Honestly, something else I found, by the way, just again out of curiosity, Unrefined in Tarpon,
okay,
is going to have a euchre night.
Bob Euchre?
No, you ever had the card game euchre? Oh, you're from the South. You never don't know anything about this, do you?
Oh,
there's
no.
A card game called euchre.
Southern folk don't know nothing about that. They're Mr. Sophisticated.
Look, here's the thing. It's not like a sophisticated
thing. Talking about
thing.
A game called euchre.
Euchre. It's euchre.
I don't know. I have no idea what that is. It's a card game, obviously.
It's a card game, though. I've played it when I would go up north, I would play it. But
where up north?
Like Iowa, Midwest kind of game.
Yeah.
Like a Michigan.
Okay, yeah, that's not really up north. That's Midwest.
Oh, okay. I'll go Midwest.
All right.
So, and a lot of yoga. A lot of yoga going on.
Yoga?
Oh, dude. Yoga all
beer
the time.
Beer and yoga?
Oh, dude. Beer and yoga all the time. Hold on. Beer and goat yoga. They bring goats.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now I'm convinced that you're in the wrong line of work because the craft beer industry is dead.
Oh, no, it's not. No.
You start combining it with goat yoga, it's over, man.
What are you talking about? They're bringing in a whole different group of people there, man.
Right? It's over, man.
No, it's not over.
Yeah.
It's only begun. They have sushi classes.
Nobody's going to go to them anymore. They're too popular.
Oh, I get you.
What was it, Yogi? Oh, yeah. Nobody comes here anymore. It's too crowded.
Yes.
Yogi Berra, God rest
his
soul.
So that it's just been that's what's been going on past couple weeks with the brewery stuff. So
yeah, sounds interesting. I mean, there's some interesting stuff there. Yeah.
Look, I gotta tell you, man. Look, for the and we've talked about this before, but like I gotta tell you, like my funnest month of politics.
Funnest,
yes, is August of 2014.
Right.
Because that's the month we did the brew tour for your campaign.
That was, and for those of you, the uninitiated, I ran for governor in 2014, came in third. But I do actually hold the record for most votes ever in Florida by a third-party candidate. Got like 224,000, something like that.
You can't say independent now, though, because Chris ran independent.
Right, no, third party, for a third-party candidate.
Yeah.
Anyway, where the hell was I going? Oh, I was telling the story. So Alex came up with this idea that we were going to hit 30 brew pubs, do 30 campaign events at 30 craft breweries in 30 days.
Yeah. And this was in 2014 when there was only like 100-something of them.
Right. And we went from one end of the state to the other, man.
We hit breweries everywhere from Pensacola to the Keys.
Yeah.
And all points in between.
Yep. Right. Yeah, that's true. We did.
We hit
Pensacola, we hit Jacksonville, we hit Key West.
We went to Apalachicola.
Right. Of course, Tampa Bay, Naples, Miami, everywhere. We went everywhere, man.
Yeah,
I don't think
did.
There was a major, definitely not a metro area that we didn't hit at least a couple of times. Yeah. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because we hit Orlando in a couple different places around Orlando. We hit Tampa in a couple different places. We definitely hit Fort Myers. I will say this. We were very light on Miami.
We did a couple in Miami, though.
But we did. But we were more north. We weren't Miami. We were Lauderdale and West Palm and stuff.
No.
No, because Miami wouldn't let us in most places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. And you know,
the breweries in Miami wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, there's a couple actually I still hold a grudge against now.
Well, we had a couple events in bars in Miami. Like,
yeah,
downtown.
We ended up having to do that because none of the breweries would actually let us in.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I remember getting a really good smoked old fashioned somewhere downtown Miami.
You know what's funny is that you know that for years I never wore any of the hats that we got on that tour,
right?
And now I pulled them out and
you
started wearing them again. Yeah, I found the box.
Yeah, under your bed.
Yeah,
congratulations.
And so now I'm wearing them again, which is nice.
That's
actually
nice. That's nice. All right, let's.
You want to?
I don't know. Yeah, I could just keep shooting the shit. Hey,
I think honestly, some days I'd rather just shoot the shit.
I want to bounce something off you. And this is a conversation.
Now, you said you had a hot take.
I want to get your take on it. Okay, so right now I think the state of Kentucky is doing some legislation having to do with child sex dolls. Okay, and it's a whole heated discussion whether these things should exist or not. And I was talking to someone who just is completely outraged by this. But, you know, it's like my first reaction to that is, well, what does the data say? You know, and my first thought is, look, if these things actually prevent pedophiles from harming kids, maybe that's not such a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? But if it shows that this is a gateway drug type of thing to actually harming kids, then maybe they shouldn't be allowed, you know. But that was kind of my, you know, my position on it. I had no emotional take on it per se. And I was just like, well, what does the data show? You know, what's if the end result is trying to protect children from pedophiles, right? Which seems like the worthy end result. And these dolls are shown to do that. So these, you know, people who have the tendencies to want to, you know, rape kids can do it on an inanimate object, you know what I'm saying, and get that out of their system. Maybe that's not a bad thing, you know. And it seems like the fact that it was such an abhorrent behavior to the person I was talking to, they could never get to that logical point. So it didn't matter. And I don't know. I haven't seen any studies. I don't know the data. I don't know. But that was my position. I want to know what the end result is and if it's beneficial to the, you know, the end goal of, you know, preventing kids from being, you know, molested, raped, whatever. Okay. But it occurred to me that for so many people, this is such an emotional issue that you could never get to that point. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to get your take on it.
Okay, this is a very interesting... This is a very interesting discussion, because here's the thing. I guess the first question is, do you want to make a law that bans people from manufacturing child sex dolls?
Well, let's throw that one out.
Oh, okay. We want to throw that out first.
Let's throw that out, because clearly in the world that I live in, there's no laws against anything because there's no government, and that's what I would love to happen. Having said that, let's look at it under the premise of we have not only the authority but the responsibility. So let's take that as the premise of the argument, because most people, that's the argument they're having. So there's only a handful of really insane people like us that stop and say, wait a second, you know, you don't have the authority to ban anything. So, you know, so let's take it from the standpoint that let's assume the government has the authority and has the moral obligation to do something about this problem. Okay.
Hold on. The problem of child sex rape.
That's the thing. What is the problem?
Yeah.
And that's where you have to get to. And that's the take I want to hear from you.
Okay, if you are a person that has raped a kid, then, like, whatever the biggest penalty there is should be put upon that person.
Right.
But if you rape a doll,
right,
that's not a human,
right,
then I don't think there should be any penalty for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you are, look, if you're a sexually deviant person, but you're keeping your sexual deviance to yourself and you're getting your outlet by buying a fucking sex doll, no matter what the sex doll is, it's just a sex doll.
Right.
If you're into kids, you get a kid sex doll.
Right.
Look, don't get me wrong. You could get an adult looking sex doll and fucking, you know, and change him up and stuff, but like, or her up and stuff, whatever.
The biggest argument from the person I was discussing this with was it normalizes the behavior. And it steers society. It makes it more acceptable to a larger number of people. Therefore, it'll result in more people, you know, wanting to have sex with kids. And I kept saying that, okay, what does the data show? If the data showed that was the case, and this is under the premise that the government has the authority and responsibility to do something. If the data showed that that were the case, you know, then maybe I'd you know, be opposed to it and say, yeah, ban them. Okay. But the interesting thing I found,
I just don't think the data would show that, though.
I don't know. And that's the position. I don't know.
And I don't think it's going to normalize the behavior.
Yeah.
The behavior was more normalized back in the day. It's less normalized
now. And that was the point I was making. And see, from this person's perspective,
like they used to marry him off at 13.
Yeah. From this person's perspective, it's getting so much worse. You know, and I had to say, dude, no, in society has changed dramatically in that regard. It used to be pretty socially acceptable for you to go have sex with a 12-year-old.
Listen, you know? If you get...
In fact, even before that, I mean, shit, you know, armies of ancient Rome and ancient Greece kept a bunch of small boys around that they could, you know, take out their sexual frustrations on. You know what I'm saying? That was like completely normalized behavior.
Listen, here's how unnormalized it, or here's how stigmatized it is right now. If you go to jail with people that are murderers and thieves and things that have done depraved things to other people in humanity,
right,
they kill you,
right,
because you went too far.
Right. I mean,
like, it's, you're not going to make it morally acceptable.
Churches.
It was morally acceptable.
Churches,
it's not anymore.
That have existed for 2,000 years
have been doing
it. Are being destroyed now because of this issue.
Because they were doing it.
Right.
Because, hold on, because the church that's supposed to give you the moral
right
center was doing it.
Right. And now it's finally become socially unacceptable. So I think that just so much, and you know, this conversation really made me realize how easy it is to manipulate a person's opinion on a false premise if there's an emotional connection to it.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly why politicians right. either stand on the graves of dead soldiers or dead kids or old people.
Well, and it's also why the politicians have now realize that the number one thing that they can do is not have any particular policy position or tell you what they're going to do for you or how they're going to make the world a better place. It's how we're going to attack the other side.
Yes.
And how much we're going to make the other side hate us. You know, I mean, it's just, it's absolute insanity to me. But, you know, again, and I still, going back to the whole child sex doll thing, my position under the current world we live in is, you know, show me the data. You know, if these things help prevent, you know, kids from being, you know, harmed, then yeah.
You know, because it's really weird, too.
But if it makes it more likely for kids to be harmed, then yeah, ban the things.
But then
you're just creating an underground.
But let me flush this out all the way, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
If I knew somebody was a sexual kid predator,
right,
a part of me would want to shoot them and kill them. Like, I don't want that person to be around because they might go out and do that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, it would be really hard to, you know,
like, I would hope
be
that
friends
here's
with
the thing,
a pedophile.
Here's the thing.
Now, hang on a second. What I'm saying is, yeah, if they actually ever harmed a child, it's like, yo, yeah, fuck, you're a dead man.
Like, here's
you know
the thing.
What
if somebody that you knew, a friend of yours,
right,
came up to you in confidence and was, you know, crying, definitely showing emotion.
Right.
And being like, I'm just attracted to kids.
Right.
I wanna do that. I wanna do that to kids.
Yeah.
What would your reaction be?
That would be a tough one. I mean, honestly, if I'm being totally honest, it would be hard to ever look at that person the same way again. But by the same token, I'm probably saying, well, have you tried the sex dolls? You know, I mean, right? If that's a thing, if this is some urge that you can't control, you know, and you're not trying, it's just where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Then, yeah, dude, at least take it out on that. You know, don't go hurting a kid.
Yeah, this is a weird, this is a very right. weird subject because, like, part of me, like, here's the thing. Like, okay, go ahead, start making the kitty sex dolls, and let's get a registry, and so we can go kill those people.
But here's the, I get your feeling about it, your emotions about it. But by the same token, if they're not,
I would never go looking for the list.
If they're not actually harming anyone,
is it illegal?
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I don't think it is.
Right.
Look, if you get your jollies off of a fucking sex doll,
right?
I don't. You know, nobody's being harmed,
right?
You know, like it's not like that. The sex doll's got some kind of emotions, or we're going to start giving sex doll.
Right.
Oh God, I don't even want to say it out loud. Then there'll be fucking sex doll rights and. Ugh.
Well, okay, and that's the thing. And see, that gets into my friend's argument about the slippery slope. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then again. It's the same one that they use for like gay marriage. It's the same. It's always a slippery slope for anyone who's trying to achieve rights in society. But I think where this one differs is because it begins to get into a non-consensual area.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It begins to get into an area where one of the parties is harmed and one of the parties is incapable of actually consenting. You see what I'm saying?
Well, and then what do you do? Here's the thing, too, is that some of these people that are considered to be, you know, child rape or something like that,
right.
or sexual molestation of a minor, was a 19-year-old that fucked a 16-year-old.
Well, yeah. And
which, that's totally a different deal.
Yeah, that we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about...
But are there people that are attracted to, you know, prepubescent youths?
Right.
Because that's what it is. You're attracted to prepubescent youths.
If we're talking about prior to the age of consent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think we can all pretty
much
agree.
But you're not pre-pubescent. Look, there's the age of where you're past puberty before you can actually legally consent, though.
Right, right.
And that age right there is still considered the same as the other age right there in many ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, it's a very,
yeah, it's
a weird subject, man.
Right.
And here's the thing, though. Part of you doesn't even want to, again, when I first saw it on there, I'm like, man, I don't even want to fucking touch this fucking topic with a 10-foot pole,
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't even want to touch this one.
It's a hard one to talk
about. Because I almost don't even
want to
say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, fuck it. Here's the thing. Part of me wants to just kind of lay it out there of like, I don't want to know that person. I don't want to know anything about that person. I don't
right.
want anything to do with that person. And if I knew that they were, I would not be associated with them at all.
Right.
With that being said, if they buy a doll and that's what they do in order to get their
rocks
off.
And that's all they do.
And that's how they get their rocks off.
Then yeah. Right.
I'm not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to know about it, but like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. And I want to get to it. There's something else you talked about and I want to get to
And
this.
Then if you do go harm a kid, we're going to track you down and string you up.
I hope that happens.
Yeah.
Again, if you go to jail and you're one of those things, if you've done that, then
right.
then the criminals are going to kill you.
Right.
So you almost let nature take its course.
But by the same token, is now they're talking about, you know, changing the language, and this is another thing that people are getting upset about because now it's not a pedophile; it's a minor attracted person. The MAP is the new terminology.
Yeah, no, I've heard that stuff too.
Yeah.
And this is where the difference comes in when he talked about the slippery slope.
Right.
Where in some ways when it came to gay marriage, I would disagree with that person on.
Right.
But when it comes to the slippery slope, the angle wasn't that it wasn't a rights angle. It was they wanted to then change the way that the culture was.
But explain that.
Okay, so when people were initially just fighting for gay marriage, we just want to be married. We just want
right.
to be, you know,
yeah.
we just want to be, you know, we want to be free.
Yeah.
And eventually that came to pass. As soon as that came to pass, it wasn't like, okay, we're cool now. No, that's not what happened. It went completely nuts after that, where now not only do you have to allow it, but you have to celebrate it.
Well, no, not
and there's a difference
no,
there.
Yeah, nobody's forcing you to celebrate it.
Well, no, but the stigmatize is now if you don't celebrate it, then somehow you're homophobic. Like, if you don't agree with the practice, then you're just being homophobic.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, because
again, I think everybody should be free to live as they see fit.
So,
but you're not going to change the language. What they're trying to do now is to change the language completely.
Yeah, right. To normalize it in a certain way. So I get that point of it.
Here's the thing. I don't necessarily want it to be stigmatized per se, where I want the law to do something about it. But if you don't want to be a part of that, then you shouldn't be shunned out of society either, I guess.
It's really...
I don't know. I don't want to conflate pedophilia to homosexuality, because they are two completely different things.
Right.
You know what I mean? One can be both. But one doesn't mean that you're the other.
Right.
You can be gay and be a gay to post-pubescent, you know, get other gay people.
Well, yeah. And in fact, I think...
Because if you're into kids, you're into kids. That's a different thing.
But I also think that some of it, at least a small portion of pedophiles, started out as being homosexual and completely suppressing themselves. And I think that's why it happened a lot in the priesthood.
But some of them actually became about because they were molested as kids. And then that's all the kind of love
right.
they knew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which doesn't happen. I'm not saying for every gay person that's the way it is.
No, not even remotely. But just, you know, again,
you fuck a kid up. Here's the thing. If you do it, you fuck a kid up for life, period.
But I found it fascinating is how we... So many, and we kind of went down this path, is you end up getting to an emotional point and you can't really dissect it from a logical aspect and say, look, if you're trying to achieve an end goal, then you should or shouldn't do this, you know, based on this data, based on this information, you know.
Here's the thing. It's one of those tough subjects, but it's also why libertarians or the libertarian ideology gets sabotaged. I want to say sabotaged, but like when you get into a discussion with somebody and they get to use the emotional side and you're trying to reason and common sense and stuff like that.
Right.
Look, with a lot of people, you just lose the argument.
And it's also why artificial general intelligence is going to manipulate and eventually destroy us. And I'll tell you why that is. Recently, there was a story here, and I've got to find it now. Google Gemini invented fake reviews, okay, of a book that was critical of, you know, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and big tech's war on quote-unquote conservatives. But basically, this book was about how the big tech companies manipulate data for their own agendas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Google's AI actually, they asked it for some reviews on this book. And not only did Gemini, this AI, write negative reviews for the book, when asked about where it got this information, it actually falsified reviews from journalists that journalists never did, and made up quotes from reviewers that never actually happened. Okay. So the AI has actually learned to, when it has an opinion on something, quote unquote, an opinion, okay, or wants to have an end result, it's acceptable to fabricate information. These are generally called hallucinations, but they're not. it's AI trying to prove its point, just like a human does. If they don't have a legitimate source for it, they're going to just make up shit and base it on emotion. So Gemini spat out summaries of four negative reviews, ostensibly from the Washington Free Beacon, New York Times, the New York Times Book Review, and Wired, including quotes from each. And here are the quotes that the AI said that, you know, it found. Book review by Matthew Continetti in the Washington Free Beacon. This review criticizes the book for relying on anecdotal evidence and cherry-picking examples to support its claim. Book review by Emily Bazelon in the New York Times Book Review. This review notes that the book lacks deep understanding of how these companies work and relies on unproven accusations. And there were some others like that, but none of those reviews that the AI quoted were real. The AI actually fabricated it to defend its own position.
Well, and the weird thing was, like, with the Jim and I one, because we talked about this before with when I said the only white guys that were coming out of Canva,
right?
Because literally they would ask the AI to do an AI generated person in like a Civil War thing,
right?
And it would be like a black guy that looked like George Washington,
right?
And when you said no, I want you to make a white guy, it would be like, well, I can't do that.
Yeah, and now you're being racist.
Yeah, now you're being racist.
Yeah, and see what I'm saying? It's we've actually built into these AIs, because of their data set, some of the worst parts of human emotion over logic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they're going out of their way to colorize and diversify a picture that shouldn't be colorized and diversified.
And that is not true. That's the important part. We have taught AIs, or the AIs have taught themselves, it's hard to say, how to lie.
Yeah.
And they will manipulate us. And they've confirmed that humans are exceptionally easy to manipulate.
Yes, we are.
You know?
Yes, we are.
We are.
I think we just talked about it a whole lot in the beginning of the show.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just find it fascinating that, you know, we have to remember that the more human-like we make these super intelligences, the more human flaws and characteristics they're going to have. And eventually, you're going to have AIs that are Mother Teresa, and you're going to have AIs that are complete and utter psychopaths. You know?
Well, and you might have to be, they might be the same one.
Exactly.
Depending on what time you talk to them.
Exactly. Or the topic, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a very fascinating world we live in right now. And it's, I tell you, we are so close. We are within a couple of years of the singularity, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, before we get
if it hasn't happened already, I mean, Q-Star might have actually already hit it. And in fact, Q-Star, OpenAI's new thing that caused Altman to get kicked out and then come back and that whole thing, we still don't know exactly what happened. But one of the things that it's being rumored about is that they may have actually broken encryption. Like the AI may have come up with a new factorization algorithm that, I mean, they can't factorize because of just the nature of division in current 64-bit architectures on computers. But if they could potentially come up with a new type of sieve or, you know, factorization algorithm that could break encryption.
Oh, okay, hold on. This is totally off topic, but I want to bring this up to you right now just because I think you're going to be very happy that you hear this. So Mikey was talking with one of his friends that still goes to school, right?
Right.
Because Mikey's, you know, doing homeschool and stuff.
Right.
And the kid, his parents track him on his phone.
Right.
So, but his parents leave early before he goes to school, right?
Yeah.
Mikey wrote him a code to disable it so he could skip school.
Nice. That kid of yours, man. That kid of yours. That's awesome.
Can you believe?
Good
Hold
for
on.
Him.
Here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm so proud of him.
Here's the thing.
I talked to him a couple days ago. He didn't tell me that. I wish he had.
I guess it just happened. Or he probably was afraid he was going to get in trouble.
No, I'm proud of him.
I know. Here's the thing. When I heard, because I was told it this morning. When I heard it this morning, part of me was like, shit, man, he can't be doing that shit.
Oh,
and the second
are
part
you
of, and the second part of me was like, man, I can't believe he did that shit. Like, that's like, I was, part of me was like, that's awesome. Part of me actually, you know what part of me thought? Part of me thought that what he did was like the newest version of your big license.
I'm telling you, man, that might be my kid.
I mean, it's amazing that you were able to impregnate and have a kid with my wife before we ever met. But, you know.
So you believe. I mean, you know.
You think we just met at that one meeting,
yeah,
just
know,
happenstance?
That first time I quote unquote met Kelly, we were like, oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? very nice to meet you. Yes, yes. We're just meeting
here's
for
the thing,
first
dude.
Time.
Dude, here's the thing, dude. If that actually is the truth, I'm not even going to be mad at you. Like, if you've kept it going for this long and the ruse went this fucking deep, honestly, I'm going to be kind of, I might high five you. Like, I won't even be mad at you
Well,
anymore.
Listen, man, I tell you, that you support that kid. You support that kid in that sort of thing.
He wants to do AI, or he wants to do IT, so I think he probably
Absolutely,
should go down that
man.
Road, man.
We need hacktivists, man. Absolutely. The world needs more hacktivists.
I found out this morning that he helped Nikki skip school, and I'm like, oh, fucking come on. Man.
Yeah, right.
Like, really? And then I'm like, how the hell did he do that?
Right.
It's like, I need this guy to make me a Shopify store.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish he could do some shit for me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's too, you know, he wastes, okay, hold on, maybe not waste, but he just plays, what's that, what's the, Minecraft.
Right.
Like, he just plays Minecraft so much. Get a better game.
Dude. You know how many hours I spent playing video games?
Oh no, I
you know
did
how
too,
many
but I
hours?
Played different ones though. I wasn't playing Minecraft.
No. You're not even remotely any type of gamer on the level that I'm talking about. Do you realize that I am like, there's like 48 million Fortnite players in the world or something, you know, 100, maybe 400 million.
Yeah.
Just a huge number, right? I'm ranked in the top 10,000.
Are you really?
Yeah. It takes a lot of time to do that.
To get ranked in the top 10,000?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That is actually pretty good. Right. Or pathetic, whichever way you want to look at it.
It's kind of a little of both. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
But yeah, you know, I've spent thousands of hours playing video games. So I don't think there's anything really wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Do we want to do Bitcoin or the March Madness and gambling in the first hour or the second hour?
We'll save that for the second hour. Right, if we even bring it up, I'm not sure. Those are just some topic ideas
All right,
I threw
out
there.
Let's get into the State of the Union.
We got like 9 minutes to cover the State of the Union.
All right, that we have. That's enough time.
All right.
So they had the State. Biden had the State of the Union this week.
Did you watch it?
I've seen clips. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Okay.
But I've seen clips. But from what I've seen, comparative to the low bar that I had for this guy.
Yeah.
I'm actually impressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm impressed that he actually talked for 40-something minutes and that didn't, like, freeze up or, like, he got words wrong and he said some dumb shit sometimes.
Yeah.
But overall, he actually didn't do horrible.
From my understand, they did a lot of coaching and they injected him with a concentrated hormones from the pineal glands of 5 infants. you know, so they did that. They did a blood sacrifice at Ping Pong Pizza.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So it was able to get him through that without, you know, stumbling too badly.
It was amazing that he was able to do it. I mean, yeah. I will say that it was, I was.
He had a good night for a moment of clarity, huh?
Yeah, right.
I didn't watch
and
it.
And here's the thing, too.
You know,
again,
I've heard.
Look, I don't know that he's on any kind of drug specifically. I don't know what they're giving him before he goes up there. But I got to tell you, they had to give him something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you've listened to other times where he sounds horrible.
I'm sure he
after
was
a couple minutes in.
On a quite the cocktail of a combination of things like Adderall and amphetamines.
Many things. You don't remember many things?
No.
You don't remember many things? It was fucking Adderall. It was you used to take them when you go drive so you could stay up all night.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Oh, like when I was in the Marine Corps, we used to take many things
really?
All the time. Yeah.
Could you get those over the counter or something?
Oh, you used to be able to get them over the counter.
Really? No
oh,
shit.
Yeah. You used to buy them at gas stations all the time.
And
they were called
many
things. Yeah.
Huh. I might have had them before because, you know, on late night drives, I would.
Oh, and
originally it was no-dos, and then there were some other things.
No, this is what many things were. And I would go from, when I would drive from North Carolina, from Jacksonville down to Newport Richey. I would take many things, and I always remember, like, when I was in Gainesville would be where another, like, level of it kicked in.
Right.
And whenever I touched the back of my hair, like, you could feel all of the hair growing, like, individually. And I remember one time I got pulled over because that was the place where you got, because it would go really fast or really slow really quick, and they were doing that on purpose.
Yeah,
so they
of course,
could pull
speed
you
trap,
over.
Yeah.
Speed traps. And I'd get pulled over by the cops, and I would be totally fucked up on fucking many things. And they would be like, you know, like they would ask me what was going on. I'm like, well, I just took some many things, because I didn't think anything wrong of it
right
at the time. And the cop I never got busted for anything. The cops would let me go because I was in the military.
Right.
But like it was one of those things where I can remember taking the many things and to get home.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they ever did Adderall over the counter.
Yeah, it used to be over the counter, man.
No shit. Huh.
I'm trying to remember what was in anything.
I don't know that I've ever tried Adderall. I'd like to. It's you know, I understand it just helps you focus quite a bit. But yeah. I guess there's other things going on too, huh?
Yeah. It's not really probably not good.
It's not a good high?
It wasn't a high. When you took those things, it wasn't a high, not like a weed high.
Right.
This was a I'm kind of staying awake high, and that's but like you're kind of jittery at the same time too.
And right.
Like this is not a kind of high I would want to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty decent. But back to the State of the Union. First off, there's nobody trying to unify anything anymore. I don't give a shit who you are.
Right.
Biden is, even though he was up and running, angry old man. Like, right. Totally angry old man. And the weird part about it is, like, the little dig of, like, they won't actually say Trump's name. Like, Biden will say the former Republican president or this and that, but won't actually say the guy's name. Just screams to me that's to almost be juvenile.
No, that's pretty.
It's just juvenile, though.
That's pretty standard in politics. So you've been seeing that for a year. My opponent says, you know what I'm saying? They don't normally name the other party. It's just like giving them free press, I guess.
I don't know. It just seems weird. Now, this drawed 32 million people. It was up over 18%. And again, I think, look, if you like Biden, then you're going to be able to find ways to defend Biden, and there'll be stuff there.
Right.
If you want to attack Biden, then there's going to be ways for you to be able to attack him as well. So it wasn't all one good thing or one bad thing. But I will say this, like, everybody coming in there wearing different shit, and like Marjorie Taylor Greene with the, you know, say her name, with the lady in Georgia that got killed by the illegal alien, and the people wearing the Hamas hijabs or whatever, and like everybody just kind of treating it like and again, maybe they should, because it's performance theater anyway.
Yes.
It is what it is. No, but nobody's coming up with any kind of answers on any of this stuff.
Right.
And the Republican response was, to say the least, was weird.
I watched a couple of minutes of that right before the show started, and that was like...
So she's a senator from Alabama, and she's the one that gave the State of the Union.
In her kitchen, and she's like doing this breathy voice, half crying.
Seems so contrived.
It was weird.
It seemed contrived. It seemed weird. It seemed like,
yeah.
And again, here's the thing. I understand.
It seemed like a combination between a TikTok and an OnlyFans.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I was waiting for a top.
Because some of it, take she the top was off. Really whispery.
Yeah.
And you know, that sort of thing. And
but here's the other thing. Man, I understand like the kitchen table issues, and you wanted to do your rebuttal inside the kitchen table and
it's
stuff.
It's not quite a fireside chat, though.
But it's not the, but it also looked like Republicans want to put women in the kitchen, and this is what we're putting a woman in the kitchen. Like, it was a weird, like, I know what you're trying to do, but like you missed out on what you probably should have been doing.
The
level of pandering by all of them is sickening.
Right, right. And I don't understand how anyone can take any of this shit seriously in any way, shape, or form. Well, other than the fact that it literally affects so many aspects of your life.
Because they're in charge, or because they're involved in so much of your life right now, where they get to tell you what to do. And if they, and look, this guy has the nerve to talk about freedom. Like, that's the thing. Like, freedom, you know, he talks about how we want to be free and freedom. And, like, your administration is not about freedom. It's about control and power. Well, all right?
No administration has ever been about freedom.
Yeah, hold on. You know what the last administration was about?
Jefferson.
Control and power.
Right.
You know what the one before that was about? Control and power.
Yeah.
Like, just keep going down the list. The last president we had that wasn't about control and power was probably Calvin Coolidge.
No, I don't think we've ever had a president that wasn't about control and power. It's just been an increasing level, you know, ever since 1791, whatever. You know.
1787.
Yeah, 1787, right. It wasn't fully ratified until 91. But anyway, the point is, it's been over a couple hundred years.
And Trump responded of like wanting to debate him and stuff.
Right.
Listen, dude, seriously, like, and when it comes to debates, look, I hope they have a presidential debate. I actually hope they have one that includes RFK. But if Biden doesn't have one, Trump's got no leg to stand on.
Right.
None. You have no leg to stand on. You refused to debate all of your challengers when you were running in your primary. You won the primary. Again, you run it without having
Biden has
debates.
No room to bitch because he didn't have any debates.
No. Well, because they took all his competition out.
Right.
Hold on. And for that guy to talk about democracy, considering how the primaries and the Democrats went, seriously, none of y'all people believe in democracy or freedom or liberty or any of that stuff.
Right.
So let's please stop playing the game, folks.
Don't even pretend. Yeah. So
if you were Pinocchio, you would have nose fucked Marjorie Taylor Greene.
God, that's an image there.
Yeah. Sorry. I couldn't think of that.
Actually, can you pull me up some AI porn of that?
you want me an AI porn of Joe Biden nose fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene?
As Pinocchio, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think I can fap to that. All right, folks, that's it for us in hour number one. If you'd like to join us in the second hour, you need to become a subscriber. Go to patreon.com/unattendedbaggage. Sign up, become a subscriber. You get a whole bunch of swag and a second hour of content, and we will see you on the other side.